School students have lamented getting detentions because their buses are so late or they don't show up at all. Residents of East Coast Bays in Auckland say a severe shortage of buses is leaving people waiting for hours at bus stops. Auckland Transport says the problem is a long-standing shortage of drivers. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi have the story.
I'm ready for it.
It was a full house at Mairangi Bay Bowling Club last night, with public transport users sharing their busing woes and seeking answers from AT. Queues were building up the aisle as people lined up to get a word in. Many were parents and students.
Here with my friend, we're both solo parents, both work, so we're very reliant on the public transport to get our kids to and from school. The 83 is not in existence during school hours. It just does not turn up. It's not on the app saying that it's been cancelled. Just doesn't turn up. It's like a ghost bus. Or he gets there and he sees that it's cancelled, but the app hasn't told us, so we've got no way of arranging how we're going to do that. Meanwhile, I'm at work.
I work at Long Bay College. Either side of the school bus, they're like cancelled from 7:15 till 9 o'clock. We will follow the school bus along, but because there's no public bus, all the kids are on that bus, and it will drive by the kids. I go into school and tell them at the student centre, but they still get a detention.
Most of the time they just don't show up or they're cancelled. Led us to taking a different bus route, which leads to being like taking an hour longer to get to school.
Safety was also a huge concern.
So people are standing, they are absolutely shoulder to shoulder. And I was on a double decker recently, they had an emergency stop on the bus, on the bridge. And can I tell you, it's dangerous. So my bruises are now easing.
I like to get home places before dark, especially if I'm alone or if I'm far from home. And the bus cancellations have made that extremely risky.
Not only are students late to school, many are late to work.
I'm having to text my manager quite a bit saying, look, it's happening again, I am going to be late. There's some times where I've got to spend my own money on getting, like, an Uber.
There was a shortage of truck drivers and people could go and drive.
Auckland Transport puts all this down to a shortage of drivers. It's short 360 in Auckland. East Coast Bay's NP and Nationals immigration spokesperson Erica Stanford says it's an issue Immigration Minister Michael Wood needs to take responsibility for.
When our borders opened up after COVID, we just didn't get our work visa stream opened up quickly enough to get people in the country. And so last year we saw the fact that not just only bus drivers, but people in all sectors of the economy, were desperately short of workers.
She says recent changes to improve pathways for drivers to get residency are too little, too late.
We knew at the beginning of last year we had a massive bus driver shortage. We knew we were hundreds short across the country, and yet nothing was done till the end of last year. So we are now, as we're heading into the peak period of needing buses, there's a real crunch.
But Group Manager of Metro Services, Derek Cooper, is confident new changes to immigration settings and a $61 million investment from the government to boost wages will fill the gaps. He says the North Shore is a tricky area to attract local drivers to and to find accommodation for those coming from overseas. When asked about his reaction to school children being left on the road and late for school, he admits it's concerning.
I was disappointed to hear that some reports that some dedicated school services were cancelled. We'll follow up on that and we will look at how we can prioritise school children to services.
Auckland Transport is pinning its hopes on September to be back at full capacity with drivers on the road.
Louise Tanuth reporting there.